It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I am learning to be gentle with myself when I am doubtful. And I had a dear friend, Sky Jahani, who is also an amazing teacher here in Chicago, remind me of God's gentleness and compassion, even when we are doubtful. And I want you to get Sky's name. Let me spell it real quickly. S-K-Y-E Jahani, J-E-T-H-A-N-I. And so I learned from Sky that John the Baptist even doubted Christ. I didn't realize this. So as we know, John's life starts out, his birth at the beginning is a miracle. He grew to be a well-respected prophet that even the kings feared. He was the first to recognize Jesus's identity. And then, of course, he baptized Christ. Now, in my mind, you don't get any better than that. Yet, while John the Baptist is in prison, held captive, he's doubting the Lord. He sends two messengers to Christ to ask him, are you the one? Or should we be looking for someone else? And this is what is so telling, is that how Jesus responds. He responds to the two messengers with compassion. Now, when the messengers approach, Jesus is already addressing a crowd. After the messengers leave, I find even more telling. In Luke 7:26, we learn that Jesus tells the crowd, John the Baptist is even more than a prophet. In 7:28, he says, all who have ever lived, none is greater than John. And that is all after John just sent messengers to question if God is the one. So the scripture today is Acts 2:25. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. So the next time you're doubting or fretting, hold on to that scripture. Finally, share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.